Stadium over the years. No, I don't know. How every venue is handling this whole thing is beyond me. Every community is different. Every county commission is different. And in the case, well, in fact, we just had a pronouncement from the governor today that he signed a new emergency directive dealing with the safer conventions, and essentially giving them the option. It gives an option for convention organizers to choose between requiring masks indoors for all attendees, regardless of vaccination status, or ensuring that all attendees are vaccinated. It's kind of the thing that they picked up, and the Raiders have picked up, and this I guess covers conventions now. So God only knows if there are conventions that say, you know, that's too restrictive, we're not going to do it. I don't know how this is going to play out. It is an optional. This is what they're calling it, an optional exception to the mask requirement if the convention operator chooses to require proof of vaccination to all attendees. I think that's ridiculous. You already saw, 15,000 tickets being returned to the Raiders? Because people said, I'd rather not get the vaccine than be able to go see the Raiders. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement, really, when you think about it. But this whole notion of operators like the National Football League, and by the way, we've got a week to find out if any other NFL teams are going to join the Raiders in this, what I think is pretty draconian. And the fact that you've got 15,000 out of 65,000 who have returned tickets. There may be more. Oh, 1,800? Is it only 1,800? Okay, 1,800. And some of those people are just going to roll it over into season tickets for next year. 1,800, excuse me. Did I say 18,000? I think I did. I think that's draconian. And by the way, who's going to be the police of all this? Like in conventions. Are they going to have to hire extra people to make sure everybody has their vaccination card? I don't know. It's just very, very strange. Stay where you are. More to do. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Right to Life people should be dancing in the streets today, because what the U.S. Supreme Court did last night was historic. It was wonderful. It feels so good. And I'm so pleased that there are literally millions of babies in Texas over the next, 10 years, 20 years, that will be alive because of what the Supreme Court did last night, and that is support the Texas abortion law, which virtually outlaws all abortions in the state of Texas. Now the question is, will there be an application here in Nevada? Is it possible? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At 4:31, as we check out our traffic cams, I'm looking for an accident. It may be off camera, but you are bumper to bumper. Interstate 15 southbound at Oki as you struggle to get through there. Also very slow, 15 northbound past Sahara. You're averaging about 30 miles per hour as you try to work through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Watch for congestion on Russell Road and Tropicana Avenues near Allegiant Stadium in the coming hour or so as the UNLV Rebels football game begins at 7 o'clock tonight. Slow flows on that transition ramp as you leave 15 northbound to go 515 east, and you're pretty much stop and go downtown, 515 east at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
No tamping down of expectations for Mike Mayock, the Raiders' general manager. He made it very clear that the expectation this year is that they are a postseason club. Speaking with the media, said, quote, "We're not hiding from expectations. I think John and I would both tell you that we feel like we need to be a playoff team this year," unquote, when he says John, speaking of head coach John Gruden. Raiders are going to open up the season against Baltimore on Monday, September 13th. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they are back in action this evening as they've got a matchup against the Chicago Sky.
This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, watching Democrats is like watching rats leaving a sinking ship. After so many victories over the years, the left has and the pro-choice movement in America has been mortally wounded, I think. An amazing thing that happened late last night with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling for a Texas anti-abortion law. And Melissa Clement joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life. I always love having her on. And usually we're fighting the fight. We're fighting a really good fight, but we don't always win. This is a clear victory, is it not?
Well, yes, it is. Young preborn Texans, the littlest, the tiniest among us, are safe today. They were safe yesterday. And I'm hoping and praying that that the Texas heartbeat law continues to protect them in perpetuity.
Let me ask you, we always talk when we're talking about court cases and we're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court or state Supreme Courts. We always talk about narrowly tailored decisions versus broadly determined positions. Where does this fit in? Does this have anything to do with anybody outside of the borders of Texas?
Not currently. And just to catch everybody up to speed, what happened was Texas passed a law that protects preborn babies after the child's heartbeat is detectable, which is usually about 6 weeks gestation. And they did something a little bit different than anybody has ever done in abortion law, which is instead of requiring the state to enforce the law, it provides the opportunity for citizens to file lawsuits against the abortionists if they do not follow the law. And what happened with the Supreme Court is the effective date was September 1, and of course, Planned Parenthood and the forces of evil tried to get the Supreme Court and tried to get the Fifth Circuit Court to put a stay on this until it can work its way through the courts. By 5-4, the court chose not to extend a stay. And so basically where we are is as of midnight September 1st, babies are protected after 6 weeks after that heartbeat. And but it's still most likely going to go up through and be challenged in the Supreme Court. But those challenges take some time, and every day that this law remains in effect, babies are being protected.
And unborn babies are going to live because of what this court, what our former president did in adding three justices to the Supreme Court. I'm still wondering about John Roberts. Is he living in a parallel universe? What's going on with him?
Well, he happens to be the most disappointing person I can think of. I mean, he has, I think I can count on my left hand how many times he has fallen down on the right side of abortion, Obamacare, a lot of these issues, a lot of these cultural issues. And certainly when he was going through his confirmation process, I think everybody, right and left, thought he was going to be an advocate for the preborn, advocate for, you know, just good old American values. And that, sadly, has not been the case.
Again, Melissa Clement joining us, president of Nevada Right to Life. And let me just ask you, will other state legislatures pick up where Texas left off? Do you think that this will empower some other legislatures to come up with similar bans on abortion?
Well, this is the interesting thing. I think that there's about, maybe I'm going to, don't quote me on the number, but I think there's about 8 states that currently have heartbeat bills and laws that they have passed, and they have been stopped as they're working their way through the courts. So this is I wouldn't be surprised if the mechanism that they, that Texas chose to use, eliminating the state, I wouldn't be surprised if other states try to do the exact same thing. And I just wanted to read one quote, and I want to see, Kevin, does this sound kind of like familiar? Chief Justice Roberts said in his dissent, "The legislature has imposed a prohibition on abortions after roughly 6 weeks and then essentially delegated enforcement of that prohibition to the populace at large. The desired consequence appears to be to insulate the state from responsibility for implementing and enforcing the regulatory regime." So I just thought that was interesting. It sounds like a lot of things that we hear done these days where the government, you know, doesn't, has the private sector do things. So, you know, we're kind of using that same idea in this.
You mean like big tech, maybe, or some other folks from the dark side?
Yeah, pretty much, exactly.
Now, there is no exception for rape and incest, is there, in this bill?
There is not.
Does that bother you at all?
Life of a mother.
Does that bother you though?
You know, it doesn't. I mean, because as we've discussed in the past, the thing about that's challenging about this is that you have two lives in conflict, and generally we tend to err on the side of life. And yes, it's a very tiny life, but it is a life nonetheless.
Let me ask you, what is the next step then? You say that bills like this will be challenged in court as they always have been, but if at the end of the day they end up before the U.S. Supreme Court, I would think that would answer the question that lower courts will will read the Supreme Court decision and say, I guess I can't do this. I can't interfere.
Well, I mean, certainly in the decision there is definitely a sentence that the majority put in and saying that they weren't going to grant it because there wasn't a strong showing that it is likely to succeed on the merits. So that is definitely, you know, in my opinion, that's you know, sending a signal to lawmakers, sending a signal to lower courts, and that is my hope.
I know,
but
this,
you know, we'll see.
this is a battle that is ongoing. Tell me what late last night and early this morning was like on your social media.
Oh man, it blew up, and you know, it's been kind of a dry year or so when it comes to successes and victories, and so there was a lot of celebrating, and then there was a lot of gnashing of teeth, you know, for once we're in the majority though, so I like the success.
It's nice to be on the winning side for a change. I absolutely agree with you. If folks want to join you in your fight for the unborn, how can they do that?
Hit me up on Nevada Right to Life on Facebook, or go ahead and head to our website, NevadaRightToLife, everything spelled out, .org, and then we've got a mailing list. Sign up for that, and we'd love to get you involved. We've got lots of big plans in the next year or two.
It's gonna. And by the way, if you keep winning like this, it's gonna be really, really good. Melissa, thank you so much. Hope you have a great holiday, and we'll talk with you again soon. Hopefully, after another victory.
That sounds great. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go, Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life, joining us. She has been a friend of this program for, gosh, 10 years. Maybe longer. And she is absolutely an amazing person. But I can also tell you, she has fought so hard. She has fought her heart out. And she doesn't win all the time. And that's why the first person I thought about late last night when I saw the decision come in, Don Lemon, almost crying. No, it was really bad. And in fact, I'll let you hear that coming up in a couple of minutes. But... No, it was horrible to hear Don Lemon lamenting about the Supreme Court decision. But Melissa Clement, good people, president of Nevada Right to Life. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Conservative Nevadans, the liberal agenda in America is literally killing the American dream. It's time to fight back. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm hosting the Fight for Freedom, a campaign kickoff and conservative rally on September 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Join like-minded freedom fighters and guest speakers at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. That's Tuesday, September 14th. Register at sampetersforcongress.com or on Eventbrite. Let's fight for freedom together and jumpstart the 2022 election cycle, and let's turn Nevada red again. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, after 17 or 18 months, it's been a long dry spell, hasn't it, folks? And to see college football back beginning tonight, I think is absolutely incredible. Even UNLV. UNLV, as much as it's been a struggle for that program, the fact is people around that program are really excited about tonight as they take on Eastern Washington. And a gentleman, Jim Dallas, has been following this story. It's been a long time coming, but it happens tonight at Allegiant Stadium.
I know a lot of people are excited around here, Kevin, at the radio station. In fact, our sister station, Hot 97.5, they are having a little gathering in the parking lot. You know, the traditional fun that you have before football games.
You mean like tailgating?
Tailgating, yes. you should have seen everybody around here. You know, they had their big ice chests. They had plenty of beverages. I guess they're inviting something like 80 fans out there is what they expect, you know, for your traditional toss of the cornhole bag and things like that. So, hey, football is back. And let's face it, I mean, UNLV is in an uphill battle here to attract some a national attention, and it's going to help having a stadium like what we have now. But and Eastern Washington is not Alabama. Let's not go crazy on that either. But still, it's a start. It's great to have football back. And UNLV is trying to still, in their second season under new head coach Marcus Arroyo, looking for their first win under Marcus Arroyo's leadership. And hopefully that will come tonight. One thing about Eastern Washington is they do play in the football championship subdivision, which is actually one rung below the football bowl subdivision. So
let's, you mean we're not taking on Ohio State?
No. Ohio State, Alabama, USC, forget about all those guys.
But this is what I always love to do. It's called Stump the Executive Producer. Can you tell me what the mascot is of Eastern Washington?
No. Actually, no. Yeah, you stumped me on that. It's an eagle. I know that. The
it
Eagles.
Is Eagles.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. I know they're the Eagles, but do they have a guy that gets in a uniform and goes around like the San Diego?
In 100-degree temperatures? Hell yeah.
And San Diego chicken. Remember that back in the day?
The KGB chicken.
Yeah.
Kind of remember that.
But we'll see who is actually quarterbacking. There's a, I don't know if you want to call it a controversy, but UNLV has co-starters in Doug Brumfield and Justin Rogers.
Does that mean each gets a half?
You know, who knows how the head coach Marcus Arroyo is going to handle that. But, hey, he's still looking for his first win, and we'll take it against anybody.
There you go. There you go. And that's tonight. And that's, what is that, a 6 o'clock kick?
7 o'clock kickoff.
7 o'clock kickoff. Okay. Fair enough. Very good. Very good. I'm geeked about it already. And by the way, who carries that game? Is that game going to be on somewhere?
I know the Review Journal always has updates, but yeah, it's 1100 a.m. is where it's going to be, in 100.9 FM is that's the broadcast, at least
okay.
On radio.
Okay. Well, we'll try and find out where it's going to be on TV.
It says stadium right here.
Oh,
it'll be on in the TV, in the stadium.
Oh, okay.
On TV.
Fair enough. There you go. Gentleman Jim Dallas joining us from the other side of the glass. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxed.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
If anybody needs a superhero on their side, it's children with cancer. Join us for the Candlelighters Childhood Cancer Foundation of Nevada's Superhero 5K on Saturday, September 18th. Sign up to be part of a powerful 5K fundraising force supporting children and families in Southern Nevada who are battling cancer. The Candlelighters Superhero 5K is in person on September 18th at Mountain's Edge Exploration Peak Park with a virtual race option starting September 13th. Register today at candlelightersnv.org.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670.